Tonight, presidential debate, earliest one we've had before even the conventions. First time President Biden and former President Trump will be going head-to-head since the 2020 election.
President Biden will enter from the right side of your screen. President Trump will enter from the left side of your screen. The podiums are 8 feet apart. Directly across from them, the moderators.
Which is pretty standard debate setup. About the 8 feet.
Ooh.
Could have told me it was 10 or 12. I don't know.
Thought of it again.
That and all the parameters for the debate tonight inside CNN's Atlanta studios agreed upon by both campaigns. That was CNN's Phil Mattingly explaining kind of how things go.
This is a television studio. There's no audience. Candidates will have 2 minutes to answer questions and 1 minute for responses and rebuttals. At the moderator's discretion, there may be an additional minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses.
And one big rule or procedure, if you will, to note, the microphones will be muted but for the candidate to whom the question was asked. They're hoping to avoid this.
Now, sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going
to
answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
want to put
is,
a lot of
the question is,
Justice, the radical question, left.
Will you
who
shut
is your,
up, man?
Listen, who is
okay, that was from one of the two debates between the pair in fall of 2020.
That was the first one, because I remember the second one was much more calm and normal. I think both sides realized how silly they looked in that first one.
Yeah, first one was moderated, but was it Chris Wallace at Fox for that first one?
Yeah.
And then Kristen Welker for NBC. There was supposed to be a middle debate, a second one, and they couldn't agree to terms on how that would play out for one reason or another. I can't remember specifically what the hangups were, but they didn't have that second debate.
Right.
Other parameters for tonight. It will be a 90-minute debate with the president and former president standing at podiums. No pre-written notes allowed. Each will be given a pad of paper, a pen, and a bottle of water. I think probably if they drink that bottle of water, there will be a second bottle.
Now, is it a glass or an actual bottle? Do they have to, like,
it? It will probably be unscrewed for them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like when you get one at the ballpark. I'm sorry, we can't leave you the cap. Right. Two commercial breaks in the 90 minutes. Your moderators, CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Conservatives not real happy about CNN playing host, nor either of the moderators. Bash, after the first debate, which we just referenced there, between Trump and Biden in 2020.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
Okay, and Tapper?
That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump.
Okay, so fair enough. I suppose if you're a big supporter of President Trump, say, look, these two people have publicly stated during election season that they don't like the guy and they don't like how he behaves.
She didn't say it. He did kind of.
She had more.
Okay.
I just played the S-show.
The best
comment.
Part. Okay.
President Biden has been at Camp David for a week, said to be studying, doing mock debates in preparation.
Biden has been out of the public eye in recent days holding mock debates. He's expected to focus on abortion rights, along with Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
ABC's Perry Russum there for his part, former President Trump back onto the campaign trail and mocking the Biden mock debates approach to the contest.
As you know, it's been reported that right now Crooked Joe's gone to a log cabin to study. Prepare. No, he didn't. He's sleeping now because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's they want to strengthen him up.
You say log cabin?
Yeah.
Camp David, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Did former President Trump go to Camp David?
Does he think Camp David is just a bunch of log cabins?
Right? It's like a camp. I mean, because he always went to Mar-a-Lago. Right? He's like, why would I go up there? I got Mar-a-Lago. I seriously wonder, like, did he have any summits or big meetings there?
Did he sit around a campfire there maybe once?
He wasn't at Camp Minicanni. He was at, you know, Camp David where the president goes. 8 p.m. our time is the debate. Our coverage here on WTMJ begins at 7 o'clock with ABC News.
If my intelligence is artificial, then why am I smarter than you?
Okay, so we wanted to find out if we could discover what they're going to say before they say it. Meaning, what does ChatGPT think these two candidates will speak on? And what will they address? So, Pancake snuck this in through the old AI machine there.
Producer of the program, Greg Pancake Hill, was given this assignment.
So I'm going to play this. Let me know, who do you think this is talking? This is after giving a prompt and a question regarding the topic there on. See if you can figure out who the candidate is.
Thank you, Jake. You know, it's really sad to see what's happening in our country.
These indictments are nothing but a politically motivated witch hunt by the radical left. They can't stand the fact we accomplished so much for this country in my first term. They'll do anything to stop me from winning again.
All right, so that's the former president. And that's what ChatGPT says he's going to say at some point tonight. That's according to AI. Here's another one.
Let me be clear. My son, like many others, has faced challenges. He has made mistakes and he's worked to address them. But these attacks are nothing more than a distraction from real issues facing our country. They are meant to divert attention away from President Trump's failure to address the needs of the American people.
All right.
Okay, pretty solid, right?
Mark it down.
Pretty much what you're going to hear tonight.
Right.
All right. ChatGPT is 2 for 2.
Yeah, and we might even be able to compare them with an actual quote tomorrow.
You think it's word for word? Some of that's word for word. And some of how it was generated is because those are the things that have been said.
Let's talk about the facts. Can we talk about the facts? We brought jobs back to America.
Here's another one.
Thank you, Jake. You know.
I got that one already. So, yes, there's more and more of these. Here's one. This one actually sounds like Biden.
Look, I understand being in public life means facing personal attack. But the American people are tired of these distractions. They want to hear about issues that affect their daily lives, not personal smears.
Probably going to hear that word for word. Yes.
So if you'd like to skip the debate, the 90 minutes tonight, which you can hear right here on WDTMJ Radio, just ChatGPT it and you'll get all the zingers.
Put your own questions in. 820 on Wisconsin's Morning News.